Speaking with confidence is something that we all want to achieve, but sometimes it feels like you're never going to get there. So today, I'm going to show you some secrets to building your speaking confidence. So let's get cracking. Hey up, mate. How are you doing today? I'm not too bad. Thanks for asking and welcome to episode 35 of the Brit Speak Pod, where today we're talking about how you can build your confidence when it comes to speaking in English. But before we get into that, my name is Dan, and I'm here to help you understand British life, British culture, and of course, British English. If you're new around here, nice to meet you, mate. Do me a favour, subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast from. I'd appreciate that. And if you're not new around here, welcome back, mate. I hope you had a good week. It's nice to see you again. Now, when it comes to building confidence, there are a lot of things that get in the way, but the tips I've got for you today will help you overcome all of these problems, and it'll work at any level, so I'm sure you're going to find it useful, and the stuff I've got for you today will help you build your confidence, even if you're on your own, and it's not going to take all day. Just try to remember that building confidence takes time, yeah? But the first tip I've got for you today is the one that will probably make the biggest difference, and it's the easiest to actually do, so, you know, pay attention. So when I first started learning Japanese, I'd find it really difficult to talk about anything that wasn't, you know, where are you from or what do you like doing in your free time. So that meant most conversations I had were pretty short and pretty basic because, you know, I just ran out of things to say pretty quickly. And to fix that, in my infinite wisdom, I thought, well, I'll just learn more vocabulary because obviously more vocabulary equals better conversations, right? Nah, mate, that's not how it works, because when I was in a conversation, I could never remember any of them new words that I'd tried to memorize. You know, they were nowhere to be found. And it was really frustrating, and I got a bit nervous, you know, because in a conversation, I'm trying really hard to remember these words, and I can't find them. So I kind of got a bit nervous about it, and it kind of reminded me of something from my school days, because, you know, when you're in school, you have to give, like, class presentations, or you have to speak in front of the class about a topic. And I'll be honest, I hated it because I got really nervous about talking in front of people. But you had to do it. So when I was younger, what I would do is, like, whatever the topic of the presentation was, I'd go and research that topic. I'd learn all about it, and I'd learn all the fancy jargon and expressions that go along with that topic. And what I would do is I'd set a timer for like 3 minutes or whatever. And I would practice talking about that topic for 3 minutes. And I wouldn't just practice once, I'd do it over and over again before the presentation, you know. I'd do it hundreds of times. So by the time I got to that presentation, I'd already got it down, you know, I'd mastered using them words, and I could easily talk about something for 3 minutes because I'd done it loads of times. And that kind of worked for me, and I did it over and over again until it was just second nature, yeah? So then, realizing this, I kind of applied the same thing to my Japanese. What I'd do is I'd choose a topic of conversation that often comes up. Then I'd learn some vocabulary related to that specific topic. Set a timer on my phone, talk about it for 3 minutes or 4 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever it was. And then once I got comfortable with that, I started trying to talk about that topic with other people. I'd start, like, when I met somebody new, I'd now got a new topic that I could kind of bust out and try. And I felt a bit more confident because I'd done that preparation beforehand, you know. And then I added another topic and another topic and another topic. And then eventually I'd got loads of different topics that I could talk about, even at a basic level. And you can kind of do the same thing in English. So if I were you, this is what I'd do. I'd choose a topic, learn some words related to that topic, set a timer on your phone for 3 minutes, and talk to yourself. And do it over and over and over and over and over and over and over until you are proper familiar with that topic, yeah? And the more you do it, the easier it gets, but try not to pause. You know, try not to think too much about what you're going to say. Like, if you can't remember a word, don't stop. Just try and find another way to explain it. And then after the 3 minutes are up, go and look at what word you actually wanted to say. But get into that flow of just over and over again talking about the same topic Once you've mastered that one, pick the next topic and do it again. So that really helped with my confidence, but it did lead me to another part of the puzzle that I hadn't actually thought about very much. And because I didn't really understand it, it kind of put my confidence back to square one. Now, the next problem I had when I was learning Japanese was actually making the sounds correctly. You know, like I remember I was talking to someone and I was using Japanese words, you know, the words I'd learned, but it were kind of like English pronunciation of those words. And in the end, the guy I was speaking to just looked confused, you know, like intonation, word stress, pronunciation. It's totally different between English and Japanese. And because I didn't really understand how Japanese people use this kind of stuff, like I wasn't very good at communicating, and I ended up feeling like my Japanese were just proper rubbish, you know. And then my confidence dropped because I felt like, oh, my Japanese is pretty crap, so I'm obviously doing something wrong. And then I remember one day I was sat watching TV, you know, kind of mindlessly going through the channels, and then I was watching some Japanese variety show, and I remember for some reason I stopped paying attention to what they were saying and more focused on like how they were saying it. Like I started to think and pay attention to like their intonation. When did it go up? When did it go down? Or where did they stress in the sentence? Or were there any pronunciation tricks that I were missing? And I started watching this show and paying attention. Then I started like trying to copy it. Like I tried to mimic the stress and the intonation and the pronunciation as much as I could. And even though I didn't 100% understand what they're actually saying, like just the fact that I was learning where to go up and where to go down in a sentence and some little pronunciation tricks I could apply to my own language, suddenly my pronunciation got loads better, which then, of course, built my confidence. And it's still something that I do now, and it's something that I recommend you start doing as well if you want to improve your pronunciation. So what I recommend is get a TV show or a video and pay more attention to the pronunciation, intonation, and stress than the words that they're actually saying. And what I want you to do is pause that video at the end of a sentence and try to copy it as close as you can, like do an impression of that person. If they go up, you go up. And if they go down, you go down. And if they put stress, you put stress, and so on and so forth. And get into the habit of copying native speakers as much as you can. And even better, take your phone and open the voice recorder and record yourself saying it. So listen to the TV person say it, pause it, record yourself saying it, and then compare them. You know, listen to theirs, then listen to yours, and see how different it actually is. And if it is really different, then keep practicing until it's not that different, and that's when you know you're making some progress. I also remember another conversation I had when I first came to Japan, and honestly, it was one of the most like frustrating experiences I've ever had. And it's because I really didn't understand a very important thing when it comes to speaking in a second language. So I was talking to some guy in a standing bar in Kobe, and at first things were going well. You know, I'd practiced my conversation topics and my pronunciation were getting better, and I felt pretty confident about it. But then, you know, naturally, as you're trying new things, I made a mistake. And you know what it's like when you make a mistake. The whole world kind of pauses and you're in your head like, oh shit, I've just done something stupid. And I kind of panicked. But then when I looked at this guy, he didn't really seem to care at all. Like no reaction. He just listening. I'm like, all right, looks like I've got away with that one. Maybe he didn't notice. So, you know, I kind of got back on track and carried on with the conversation. But then a couple of minutes later, I made a bigger mistake. And this time, he definitely noticed, like, could see in his face, like, something was wrong, and he'd noticed, and I knew it was wrong as well. And he asked me to repeat it. But the problem was, is that my confidence just finished. I panicked, and I couldn't explain any other way than what I'd already said, and what I said caused a mistake, and like, it was just a nightmare. And I didn't even really know what I'd said was wrong. You know, I thought it was right, but when I saw his reaction, I realized it was wrong, and I didn't know any other way to say that. But luckily, the guy I was speaking to, nice guy, he kind of helped me to express it in the correct way. You know, he asked me some questions, and he's like, oh, you probably mean this thing. And he kind of showed me the correct way to say it, which were lucky because, you know, I didn't really know what went wrong, truth be told. And then we kind of moved on with the conversation. But to be honest, the damage were already done. Like, I already felt like an idiot. And to be honest, I wanted that conversation to finish. I wanted to get out of there. I wanted to go home and never speak Japanese again, you know. Which is weird, but at the end of that conversation, I remember he said to me, "Oh, 日本語上手ですね." Now, this means, oh, your Japanese is pretty good. Now, he could have just been being nice and saying it, but maybe I did all right in Japanese. And it kind of made me realize two things. First of all, the mistake that I was so worried about and frustrated about actually meant that I had a chance to learn something new. If I didn't make that mistake, that guy wouldn't have shown me the correct way to say it, and I wouldn't have learned that lesson, you know. So the mistake actually was a good thing. And I also realized that most people and that guy didn't give a shit about my mistakes. The first mistake I made, he didn't even notice. So the only person that really cared about it were me. So if nobody cares, and making the mistake actually helped me to learn something, then that's a good thing, isn't it? And with that in mind, I recommend that you start making more mistakes. I know it's weird for a teacher to tell you to make mistakes, but the key is to make a mistake and then learn the lesson from the mistake. Don't just keep making the same mistake over and over again. That's terrible. But making a mistake and then learning a lesson so you don't make it again is pretty powerful. And remember that the only way to become fluent in a language is making loads of mistakes along the way. Like, nobody gets fluent with making no mistakes. So make loads and learn loads. Seems like a good idea. And just remember, no one gives a shit about your mistakes. Most people will not even remember in 10 minutes. So get over it. Just make mistakes and improve. Yeah. And the last thing I want to show you today, it's a pretty big one, and I bet that you're guilty of making this mistake too. But the good news is that fixing it is pretty easy, and it's going to make a big difference. Now, when I first started learning Japanese, probably like a lot of you guys, I got a bit obsessed with like textbooks and vocabulary lists, because honestly, I'd never learned a language before, and I didn't really know how to learn a language. And obviously, textbooks are really popular, so that's the best way to learn a language, isn't it? So, you know, I got some textbooks, and I spent hours trying to memorize grammar rules and trying to learn lists of vocabulary. And I did this for ages. I remember, for absolutely ages. And no matter how much I did it, I never seemed to get any better. I never seemed to make any progress. And I always felt like I'm just going round in circles here. I'm not doing anything. I'm just doing the same thing and nothing's happening. And I got proper mad, I'll be honest. I got really, really pissed off. And I started to think, maybe learning a language is just not for me. You know, some people are just not good at learning languages, and that's me. But I realized later that I wasn't making progress because I was doing something wrong. It wasn't about learning languages. I was doing it in the wrong way. So think about it this way. If you want to learn to play guitar, right? How are you going to do that? I'll give you a hint. It's not by buying a textbook and memorizing chord patterns and just reading about it. The only way you're going to get better at playing guitar is to pick up the bloody guitar and actually try and play it. You know, you learn by doing, by making the chord shapes with your fingers and strumming the strings. That's the only way that you're actually going to get to play guitar. Nobody's ever become a guitar master by reading textbooks. And being a confident English speaker, it's kind of the same thing, you know. Like, in order to get better, you've got to actually do it. And it seems really obvious, but Honestly, it didn't occur to me when I first started learning a language. You're like, I can't believe I've got to actually practice if I want to get better at this thing. Like, it's so obvious now. But honestly, when I started learning Japanese, never thought about it. And I wasted absolutely loads of time because I just didn't practice enough. I thought reading textbooks and learning vocabulary lists was practice, but it's not. And it really became obvious when I gave up and I got a Japanese tutor. There was a woman in my town and I went, started taking Japanese lessons, and it's amazing how much quicker things got better. Like almost overnight started getting better. And it wasn't because like the tutor was somehow magically making my Japanese better. It weren't that. It was just because I actually started practicing and using the words I'd spent hours memorizing. And honestly, I just wish I'd realized it sooner. And if you've just listened to that and it sounds like you, hopefully that makes you realize that you need to practice more. And in terms of how you can actually apply that, I want you to remember this. Studying will not help unless you actually practice. So studying is important, but practice is also important. You've got to do both. You can't just study. So remember that and practice more. If you're stuck with ways to practice English, maybe you're on your own, or maybe you don't have so much time, or whatever it is, I want you to go back into the BritSpeak Pod archives and I want you to check out episode 32. It was Ask BritSpeak, and somebody asked me, how do you practice speaking English when you're on your own? And it's a full episode full of tips and full of advice for ways that you can practice speaking in English even if you're on your own. And another thing you could do in your area is try and find a language partner or a teacher or online a tutor or something like that that can give you a chance to practice English and give you some feedback and help you actually practice what you've been learning. Yeah, so that's what I'd recommend. And yeah, good stuff. Hopefully them four tips are going to help you out quite a lot. And if you are interested, you maybe don't know, but I'm an English teacher. I do online English lessons, and you can work with me to practice your English. I'll give you a safe environment where you can try to use English. And if you make a mistake, I'll tell you the correct way to say it. And if you say something that's weird or the pronunciation is wrong, I'll help you correct it. And not only that, we'll have fun. And we'll talk in a safe environment where you can actually enjoy learning the language. And if you're interested, check the link in the description. It's got all the details about my private lessons, or, you know, just send me a message and we'll talk about it. But I also want to know from you guys, what is your best tip when it comes to improving your English speaking? Let me know in the comments, share your advice, and we can all learn together. But that's it for this episode. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you subscribe to your podcast from, or you can go to britspeak.com/britspeakpod and make sure you never miss an episode. But that's it for today. I'll catch you in the next one. See you there.